High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
To CEO of the of Educo Solutions and Educo Academy, Andrew Flinders, joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. So, for those of us who are not familiar with Educo Academy, give us a little bit of a background. Who are you guys?
Educo Academy was born in January 2019 as a special purpose vehicle to provide free to student education to the youth of South Africa between the ages of 18 and 28. And that's essentially what we've been doing in the physical environment around the underserved communities in South Africa.
Incredible. And where are you based, or where do you have facilities?
We have physical learning centers in Alex Moore, mm-hmm. Project N in Soweto, Deep Kloof in Soweto, Bramfontein in Johannesburg. And we're looking to launch new learning centers every second or third month.
Incredible. And what type of education and what kind of programs, skills do you provide?
We've got two programs that are running at the moment. One is a free to students, as I mentioned, with an accredited sales and marketing program, which is 6 months.
Right.
It's accredited NQF level 4. Accredited course.
Right.
And then we have, and that is between, for students between the ages of 18 and 28 only who are unemployed.
Right.
We utilize tax benefits from and government initiatives to, as a mechanism to pay for that education for the students. And then the other, program is a learn and earn program, which is, essentially for underemployed and, people who are employed. Such as waiters, waitresses, gardeners, those type of positions.
Right.
And we offer them a program where they can earn income after studying for a month or two and really getting into understanding what accredited learning is. To provide them with better opportunities and better income earning opportunities.
What an incredible, incredible initiative this is. You know, when I hear, it's so interesting because we were talking a little bit earlier on the show, and I'm not sure if you were or weren't listening, but we were saying South Africans, we spend so much time beating ourselves up. And just before the 7 o'clock news, I went through this list of incredible investment that's coming in or that's been pledged to come in to South Africa. But even the response of our listeners, and of course a lot of them are playing and it's that type of show that, of course, I expect that and perhaps I encourage it. But the reality is that we spend so much time focusing on the negative, and we do have tremendous, tremendous challenges in this country. And I don't need to certainly tell you about it, because you're seeing I would say the biggest challenge that we have is youth unemployment, lack of education, lack of skills. You know, these are the things that, but when I hear about an initiative like yours, it really does give me hope that there are good people and good organizations trying to help South Africans to better themselves. I'm sure that every day is a challenge, and every day presents new stresses and new issues for you in building it. But what an incredible, incredibly rewarding program or initiative to be involved with.
It is incredibly rewarding to be able to take someone that is unemployed and doesn't really have any hope for the future, who's 20 years old and finished matric, but has no direction, to be able to take those people off the street, so to speak, and give them an opportunity and provide them with a foundation of education. Because that's where everything starts. It's about education and then opportunities to earn money.
Right.
And that's
yes.
The whole link that's been missing.
Well, I was just going to say, because isn't that the biggest challenge to upskill people is step number one. But first of all, people can't all manage. Even if the education is free, they can't survive without the
Absolutely.
Ability to earn. And then secondly, what happens when they have some of these skills? How do we get people into the workforce to get some experience and to better themselves through a career?
Exactly. I mean, the Department of Labor and the regulations, they're not making it easy for companies to actually employ people.
No.
You know, without experience, because they they've got a lot of hoops and red tape to jump through as an employer. And we find that every day. And if something doesn't work out, you know, you're stuck with potential labor law issues and things like that. So it's, people aren't really employing the youth as much as we like
because it comes with a tremendous amount of responsibility, and you know, if you were able to employ people and dismiss people easily, then you would be less fearful, because it doesn't become so onerous. Do you think there's any chance of that changing, that the exactly what you've just voiced around it actually being a stumbling block towards employment? Can that message not be heard?
I think the thing that I mentioned, the critical core component, is that the skills gap is so huge. Mm. That's a 15-year swing. You know, we have to look and analyze and see, you know, people that are sitting and living on the breadline literally every day trying to get milk and bread for their family. They're not going to, they do not currently have access to quality education. That's the first step. So to be able to learn those skills and then to do it at scale so that it makes an impact in the country, you know, that's going to take 15 or 20 years. For that to turn around. And once you have, once businesses have a skilled resource pool with people that have applied their skills, in various sectors and across various sectors, then it will start becoming a lot less, onerous to employ the youth.
Yeah. So how are you going about this earn and learn? Explain to me, tell me about that a little bit more.
So the first month is an assessment, which the students go through. And that's all about understanding themselves. And it's a DISC analysis, essentially. And after month one, they get introduced to the income earning opportunities. So that could be selling a SIM card pack, for example, where the student sells it for 50 rand to a consumer, and the consumer gets 100 rand of airtime loaded onto that SIM pack.
Right.
And the student earns 25 rand per SIM pack.
Amazing.
That they sell.
Right.
So they learn the critical skills, negotiation, objection, overcoming objections, and budgeting, profit, you know, how to reinvest their profit to buy more SIM packs to make more money.
I love this.
And that's really where the informal sector needs a lot of help in the spaza networks and so on, because you know, they buy 20 items, they sell 20 items, and then the next they use the profits, so they don't reinvest it to make more money. So it's a lot of that sort of education and training that we're talking about in the real application of their skill set.
Right, and these are life skills. And this isn't just about earning money. This is really correct. About functioning in the world.
That's it.
Yeah. So how does, if somebody wants to support, if somebody wants to get involved, if somebody has people who knows of some youngsters that they think would be well suited to this, how do we find out more about you? How do we get hold of you?
We've got two websites which are dedicated to information, and to all our contact details are on there, which is educoacademy.co.za and educosolutions.co.za. Those are for the two.
Incredible.
Free and learn.
Yeah.
And then our Facebook accounts on the same names are open for everybody to go and have a look. And follow us and see the news, that we tend to sort of dynamically update every sort of day, about information. And then you can call our offices, you know, on our telephone number 010-446-9918.
All right. But I mean, those contact numbers, I have no doubt, are on the website, and people can just go and have a look at that Educo Academy. I wish you an incredible amount of luck, and compliment you on this amazing initiative, because this is exactly what it is that we need in South Africa. Andrew Flanders, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. He is the CEO of Educo Solutions and Educo.